the Alter Rebbe in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Hey, which we're learning today, the Alter Rebbe explains how the letter Yud creates the world to come. The letter Hey creates this world. From the letter Hey, this world is created. What is the relationship, the connection between the letter Hey and this world, the world of Asiya? So the Rebbe explains that the letter Hey represents the body of the letters, not the tzuda, not the soul of the letter, but rather the body of the letter, which is also called the chetzenius. All the letters have a nefesh and a guf, an inner and an outer dimension. The outer dimension, the more external part of the letter, is the breath that comes from the heart, which eventually will get broken down into 22 different sounds. But the breath itself is already the material substance of the letters, whereas the nefesh of the letters is the form that expresses the will of the soul, the soulful part of the letter. And that is a pre-intelligent part of the brain, the part of the brain that is higher than knowledge, higher than intelligence. So since the higher worlds are more godly, more divine, they can receive life from the inner part of the letters, from the soul of the letters. Although they too are created by the letters, but they're created from the inner part. Whereas this lowly world of ours is created from the external part of the letters, which is basically the hey, the generic sound that doesn't have any particular form to it yet, before it gets broken down into 22 sounds. And from that, the world of Asiya is created. Hine ba'odam atachten l'moshol, on page 416. Ba'odam atachten l'moshol, for example, in the human being, mishu chocham godol lahaskel neflois chochma, a person who is great in wisdom, a big chacham, and he can understand very lofty ideas. And yet he restricts his mind and focuses on one letter out of his speech. This is a great contraction, a great restraint, and a great descent from the level of intelligence that he is capable of, to come down to being focused on one letter is a great descent. In the same way, but infinitely more so, there was a great and intense contraction and restriction. When, in the 6 days of creation, God created through his words, through the word of God, the heavens were made, and with the breath of his mouth, all the hosts of the heavens, which is the letter Hey of the name of God, which is the clear letter, the letter that is a generic sound without specific sound. As it says, when they were created, and the word is bihibaram, which can be broken down into two words, behei baram. He created them with a hey. He mokir hates my moris. The hey is the source of the nine utterances shenimshichu mimay merishein that are derived from the first statement, which is bereishis. The nami maimahu, the word bereishis, which is one of the utterances, he bechinat chochmo anikras reishis. That first utterance, bereishis, is the chochmo. Chochmo is called bereishis. Ach oz hoisa hamshocha v'yiridazu b'liyis arusadolatato klau. Only then, in the 6 days of creation, the motivation, the initiative came from God himself without an initiative from below. Odom, Ayin, Lav, etc., because there was no person yet. To serve God, there was no arousal from below. But rather, it's because God desires kindness, and the world is created from kindness, so it was an initial gift without being earned. Zehu Bihi Bodom B'Avraham. And that's why the letters of Bihi Bodom, which we said before means that he created it with a hey, has the same letters as the word B'Avraham. Ki Chesed L'Avraham. Because B'Hi Bodom came from kindness, the initial creation was initiated by God himself as an act of kindness, undeserved, unearned, and that is Avraham. Avraham was the attribute of Chesed. In the Hayyim Yom for the 19th of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that Hamispalulim ba'arbo zugis tefillin, those who daven with four pairs of tefillin, since in this week's parsha there is the mitzvah of putting on of tefillin, so those who put on four sets of tefillin, kach neyagim, this is how they conduct themselves. Meinichim tefillin shel yad v'tefillin shel rosh. Of the Rashi's, Kedemaniras Pedek Ezehu. They put on both the head and the arm tefillin of the Rashi tefillin before they say Ezehu Mekeimon. Umispaulim Behem ad Achre Ach Tzadikim. And they do the entire davening until after Ach Tzadikim. Beis, Mesirim Tefillin Shel Rosh the Rashi. They take off the head tefillin of Rashi. Umenichim Belei Brocha Tefillin Shel Rosh the Shemusha Rabba. And they put on, without a bracha, the head tefillin of the Shemusha Rabba. The Kedim Shema ad Emes. And they read the Shema until Emes. The Emim is made a Tehillim, Kefishanech lak Vimei Achidish. And then they say the Tehillim as it's divided to the days of the month. The Hamahadrin, Hayulendim Esam in Pirish Rashir Metzudesh. And those who wanted to go a little further would not only say the Tehillim, but would actually learn the Tehillim with Rashi commentary and the Metzudeh's commentary. Gimel, Achakach menichem tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam b'lei bracha. Then they would put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam without a bracha, both the head and the arm. The Kedem Shema ad Emes, and then they would again read the Shema until Emes, Parshas Kadesh, v'hazchirei shenitfesu b'sidr. And the six zechireis, the six remembrances, as they are printed in the siddur, the lamed and pedik mishnayis kol echad l'fi havanosei, and then they would learn a pedik mishnayis, each person according to his understanding. Then Dawud, meisirim tefillin shel rosh drabenu tam, they would take off the shel rosh, the head tefillin of the drabenu tam tefillin, umenichem tefillin shel rosh deraivit, and they would put on the head tefillin of the deraivit. Again, b'loy bracha v'keirim shma ad emes v'lem din parsha chumash and pirish rashi miparsha tashavua. And then they would learn a portion of the weekly seder with pirish rashi yeim echad ad sheni yeim aleph ad sheni yeim beis parsha beis and so on. The first day they would learn until sheni. Sunday they would learn until sheni. On the second day, Monday, they would learn from sheni to shlishi and so on.